We are beginning tonight Shir and Simon Tzadi Aleph. We are on the bottom of page Kuf Chav Dalet, about to turn on to page 248. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Hoysa Talis Chagora Al Masnov L'Chasoso Mimasnov L'Mata. If a person had a talis wrapped around his waist that was covering from his waist and downward, like he was wearing a towel around his waist, Osir L'Hispalo Ad Shechasalibo. He is forbidden to daven until he covers his heart. The imlo kisa es libo, and if he does not cover his heart, o shenenas ve'ein lo bamel iskasa, or he has some kind of onest in which he does not have anything to put on his upper part of his body, ho'el v'kisa ervoso v'hispalo yotza. Since he at least covered his erva and he davened, he is yotze. Says the Mishnah Berura on the last line of Kuf Chav Dalet, Sif Katan Aleph, Ditzoruchu liros etz atzmo ki ilu omei lifnei hamelech umedaber be'ima. A person, when he is davening, has to cover his heart because he has to view himself as if he is standing in front of the king and speaking with fear. Sheikas alibo sifkoton beis v'hu adin kagufo. It's not specifically that he should cover his heart, but he should cover his whole body. Should be covered. Turning the page to 248, Sifkatan Gimel, we said that Bidiyevid, if he did not cover his heart, or there was an onet that he had nothing to cover the top part of his body, since he was Mechasa, the Erva, and he davened, he is Yotza. Rotzalom Rafilu Hoya Mimasnav Ulamala Orom Yotza. Even if he had nothing from the waist up, he was naked from the waist up, he is Yotze. There's a couple of Bir Alachas that I'd like to read here. The first Bir Halacha on 248 says that which the Mishnah Berura says at the end, Ho the kisa ervasu v'espal his yatsa, nira dekoy al madu mayu v'reish ha-sif. It appears that this part of the Mechaber is going back to the beginning of the sif. Shohisa ha-talus chagura al masnav, that the talus was around his waist. De'ein libo roa es ha-erva gamkein, that he also is avoiding the issue of his heart seeing his erva because there is a separation. Avalim libo roa es ha'erva, but if his heart sees his erva, kigon shaya lovash choluk, like he was wearing some kind of long robe, ubelo mechlasayim, he was not wearing any kind of pants underneath it or any kind of undergarment underneath it, after hu rak midrabanan, even though libo roa es ha'erva is only a problem midrabanan, like we learned way back when, even though it's only an Isidra Bonon, he has to go back and he has to daven again. The Chayim argues and says this is only the Rabbanon, he does not have to go back, and he leaves off Tzarech Iyon if one is over the Isidra Bonon of davening when it's Liba Roes Erva, if he has to go back and repeat Shmona Esrei. The next Bir Halacha says, Yotza, he brings out from the Rambam, Ayin by Rambam, the Mesayim, Ulochadchila lo yaseh. The Rambam adds on three words at the end, Ulochadchila, he shouldn't do it. V'nitchaku b'be'uro, and the Achronim are bothered, what exactly is the Pshat? And says the Chavetz Chaim, and nearly, D'hishmi'onu l'mi shenenas v'ein lo b'me lochasos. The Rambam is teaching us, someone who has an onet and he has nothing to cover the top part of his body, D'lechadchila mutav shelo yispal al klal. L'chadchila, he should not daven at all. Afterwards, I saw the Maimon Mordechai learns the same way in the Rambam, that it's if you daven, it's okay, but the Chachila, if you don't have something to cover the top part of your body, you should not daven at all. And in note number 4, we're across from page 248. We're across from the Mishnah Berura. Note number 4, he writes, he brings out from the Maimon Mordechai, Shim ein lo bamel hiskasos ar achar zman tefila. If he has no way to cover the top part of his body till after the zman tefila, still shelo yispal, he shouldn't daven. Elo yashlimena b'tefila shalachareh. Rather than davening without a shirt on, it's better for him not to daven, miss zman tefila, and daven tashlumen. But Rav Yoshev points out over there, shelo hisbar b'may Mordechai im lo yispal gam ba'ofen shelo yelo bege gam b'zman ha'tefila hasmucha. Let's say at Shachar's time, he's going to skip Shachar's because he doesn't have a shirt to daven two minchas, but what if he knows that mincha time he's also not going to have a shirt, and he won't be able to be mashlim, so would he daven or not in that case without a shirt, because he doesn't have the tashlumen, because the Maimon Mordechai sounds like he's relying on the tashlumen. Fine. Back to the Mechaber and Sif Beis, the top line on 248. Tzarech lezer ezer b'shas hatfila. A person has to put on a belt, a gartel, when he is davening. Afilu yesh lo avnet she'ein libo roes ha'erva. Even if he has an avnet, which also means a belt, but as we saw once earlier, and we'll see here also, it refers that he's wearing pants and he has the elastic or the top part of the pants, so that is separating that his heart does not see his erva, he still needs an additional ezer for tefillah. And that is Mishum Hikun. That's because of the pasuk that tells us, Hikun l'kras elokechi Yisrael, you should prepare before you stand in front of Hashem, and therefore a person has to put on an ezor. Ava sha'ar brachos mutu levarach below chagora. However, that's only by Shemona Esrei. Other brachos do not need the gartel. Me'achar she'esh lo mechnasayim, since he anyway is wearing pants, and that is separating between his heart and his erva, he does not need this additional ezor, which he normally needs for tefillah. He does not need it for other brachos. And the Ramah just adds on, explaining the Mechaber, that since he's wearing Mechlasayim, the Ein Libo Roa Es Ha'erva. And his heart is not seeing his erva, therefore other brachos are okay. The Mishaburu says in Sefkatan Dalet in the second line, U'bidyevit im ispalo blo ezer yotza. Bidyevit, if he daven without the belt, without the gardel, he is yotze. V'yesh omrim od, some say further, didafka misha rogil kol hayom b'chagora, that this din of wearing this extra ezor is only a person who normally wears it the whole day. Aval misha holei kol hayom below chagora, a person who walks around the whole day without this extra belt, this extra gartel, gam b'shas tvila ein tzarech lachkor, then even during davening he doesn't have to wear it. Miu midas chasidus af b'chagavna. However, there is the midas chasidus, even if you don't normally wear it during the day, to in fact put on this special gartel for davening. But there's a very important note for number 5, for many of us. And note number 5, he says, Umashe rabim einem nohagim bezeh, that which many are accustomed not to wear a gartel during davening, the Stipler and the Shlomo Zalman say, Shedavka bizmaneim hoya bekach mishum midas chasidus. Tavka, in the olden days, it was midas chasidus to put on the gartel. Kevan shekeshirotzu lalechas l'mekomos chashuvim o l'anoshim chashuvim. When people would go to very important places or to meet very important people, hayu chogrim ezor shayam mashlum esabege, they would put on a special ezor to be mashlum their garments. Therefore, it was appropriate for tefillah to prepare yourself in front of Hashem with such a garment as well. Which is not the case nowadays. We don't do this when we go to meet the president or anyone else that's chashiv, and therefore we do not have to do it when we are davening either. And it wouldn't even be midas chasidus. That's what he says. That's what the Stipler and the Shlomo Zalman Arbach say. Sifkatan hey avnate, that's going on that which the Mechaber says, that you have to put on this extra ezor even though you have the avnate to prevent your libo ro'as ha'erva. Rotzalomer avnate shum mechnasayim. That's referring to the belt of the pants or the elastic of the pants, hamafsik bein libo la'erva. And the reason for wearing it, the Mechaber said, was because of hikun l'kras elokecha Yisrael. Sifkatan vav. Isa bezoar ve'eschanan. The Zohar says in Parshas ve'eschanan, man dikoyim bitzalosa, one who is standing in tefillah, boy lechasuye reishe ve'eno begin de lo yistakil b'shchinta. A person has to cover his head and his eyes, so he shouldn't be looking at the shchina. V'hainu b'talos shel mitzvah, that's referring to wearing the talos covering your head and your eyes. V'chein nohagim kayom lechasos rosh ad einayim b'talos mitzvah b'shas tefilas yudches. And that is our minhag nowadays, that we cover our heads till our eyes with our talus during Shemona Esrei. And the Zohar continues and says, man de pokach einoi bishas telosei, one who opens his eyes during Shemona Esrei, makdim alei malach hamavis, he's inviting the malach hamavis over. And ayin v'simen tzadihei v'mishiruas sefkatan hei, which we'll get to soon, where he speaks in very strong terms about not opening your eyes during davening, but he does say over there that if you're looking at a sitter, it's okay. It's talking about just looking around during davening. Either your eyes should be closed, or you should be looking at the sitter at what you are saying. The Mechaber then said that this whole idea of the Ezor was only during Shemona Esrei, but other brachos, it was okay without it. Sefkatan zayin v'hu adin l'kriya shma. Not only other brachos, also for Kriya Shema, it's also okay without it. The lo shayach hikon lekras elokecha kiim kishomid lifnei hamelech. That only is applicable to prepare to greet Hashem when you're standing in front of the king. And we learned earlier in the Mishabuah that only by Shemona Esrei you are standing in front of the king. When you're saying Kriya Shema, you're doing the wishes of the king, but you're not standing in front of the king. Michnasayim, we said the reason why it's okay by other brachos not to wear the chagora is because anyway you have the pants or the belt that's covering and separating between the libo and the erva. V'hu adin in bigodov munachim dvukim mamish ala beten umafsikin bein libo la'erva. As we learned earlier, in order to prevent the libo ro'as ha'erva, you could either have a belt or a tight shirt. A tight shirt that's pressing against your heart, that also would be considered a separation between the lev and the erva. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Gimel.
How did that note 5 that explained what we do nowadays, how does that stem up with the Mishnah Berurah said that Dafka Mishiragel Kol Hayoyim Bechagura? Mishmur said that this whole thing is only if you wear the chagur the whole day. And the note he was explaining...
That's when you have to. You have to do... If you're ragil all day to wear the chagur, then you have to.
Yeah, but they're explaining that the way it used to be is that you would only wear it when you go to Samach Chashav.
No, I guess they're saying that even if you didn't wear it the whole day, so there was an inyan to wear, at least when you went to an Adam Chashav. But nowadays, that even that's not the minhug, so then there would be no even Midas Chasidus to do it at all for tefillah. Even the people who didn't wear it the whole day, they at least wore it when they went to a chashuva place or to a chashuva person. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Gimel, Yesh Omrim Sha'aser Lahotzi Askara Mipiv Birosh Megula. There are those who say it's Aser to mention Hashem's name from your mouth with your head uncovered. The Yesh Omrim Sheyesh Limchos Shaloli Kanes Bebeis HaKnesses Begilu HaRosh. And there are those who say that one should protest against people coming into a shul with their head uncovered. The Mishabura says, in Sifkatan Tes, I am the Bir Halacha. So we look at the Bir Halacha right across, the last Bir Halacha, well, not the second to the last one on the page, the last one on this Simen. V'yesh omrim she'yesh limchos, there are those who say you should protest against those who come into shul with their head uncovered. U'mashekosav le'el Simen Beis, that which we learned way back when in Simen Beis, da'afilu b'li askara, even when you're not mentioning Hashem's name, v'shelo b'beis ha'knesses aser leilich. We learned earlier you can't walk around with your head uncovered even if you're not mentioning Hashem's name, even if you're not in shul. So I am the Ber Hetev. V'aprimigodim teiretz, the primigodim answered, de'le'el dafka dal ramos. Earlier when we said you can't walk around without your head covered, that was to walk Dal Ramos. V'kan osar afilu pachos b'Dal Ramos. Here in shul, or when you're saying Hashem's name, it's even if it's less than Dal Ramos. V'ayin le'el shekasavnu shom b'shem ataz. Look earlier where we mentioned b'shem ataz, the bizmanenu nowadays, osar b'chomoko medina afilu pachos b'Dal Ramos. That it's usher in all places, me'ikir adin, even less than 4 Ramos, you always have to have your head covered, you should always be wearing a yarmulke. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Dalud, Kovoim Hakaluim Mikash Chashiva Kisui. Now he's telling us what is considered a head covering, what's considered an appropriate yarmulke. So a hat that is braided from stubble, that's considered a covering. Aval Hanochas Yod Al Harosh Lo Chashiva Kisui. But putting your hand on your own head is not considered a head covering. Vim Acher Maniach Yodo Al Rosho Shalzeh. But if someone else puts their hand on your head, Mashma de Chashiva Kisui. There is Mashma that it is considered a head covering. The Mishaburu says in Sefkoton Yud Lo Chashiva, the reason why your own hand on your head is not considered a head covering, the Harosh Vahayod Chad Gufa Inun. Because your head and your hand is considered one guf, the Ein HaGuf Yochol Lachasos Atzmo, and your own guf can't cover your guf. The Kosav Abach, but the Bach writes, and we had this earlier, Mio, however, Nohogin Lahamshech HaBeis Yad Shel HaBeged Al HaYad Umechasa Barosho. That when a person is wearing a sleeve, it's easier if it's long sleeves, but you can do it even if it's short sleeves. You pull the sleeve down lower on your arm and put that part of your sleeve, you know, over your head. So it's not your arm covering your head. It's actually the sleeve on your arm covering your head. The Shapir Choshev Kisui. And then on your own, that can be considered a good head covering. But your own hand doesn't work. Someone else's hand works. But your hand works if you cover your hand with that garment or any other item as well. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Siv Hei. Lo Yamod Ba'afundoso. One should not stand in tefillah Ba'afundoso. It's a type of a wallet. Velo berosh megula, not with his head uncovered. Velo beraglayim megulam, not with his feet revealed. Im derech anshe hamokum shelo yamdu lifnei hagedolim ella bebatei raglayim. If it's the way of people in that place that they don't stand in front of other big people without shoes on, therefore you shouldn't daven without shoes on. Says the Mishabura, Sifkaton Yud Aleph Ba'al Fundoso. Hu ezor cholul. This is some kind of belt that is hollow. She mesimim bo maos. Some kind of money belt. So you shouldn't daven wearing the money belt. V'einenu derech kavod lamod kein lifnei Hashem Yisbarach. It's not proper kavod to be standing with that on while you are in front of Hashem. V'chein einochon leispalel b'kaftin. Kaftin on the bottom of the Targum says cholok bayis, like some kind of a house coat, some kind of covering that you wear in the house, like a robe. U'beger atachton o b'shlafrak. Which again, these are pajamas. You shouldn't daven with... A robe, or, well, not a robe, pajamas or undergarments, one should not daven with those items on. But if you look at note 13, he points out, Umishu chola ad kidekach sheshoche b'mita. Someone who is so sick that he's in bed, sleeping, lying down in bed. Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes, Shemasbik sheyilbash cholok ala beged shena pajama shalo. There it's enough to put on your robe. Again, you really shouldn't daven just in the robe, but if you're not feeling well and you're in your pajamas, so then it's enough to put your robe on to daven. And then he writes, V'chenke shenimtza bayom, someone who is swimming. Das agono shomazan orbach she'ein lehispalel o afilu levarach b'beged yom. You should not daven or make any brachos just wearing a bathing suit. Elo imkein lovash olav cholok, unless you put something over you, like some kind of robe over you. V'chein kosov v'shalan shuvas or letzion le'inyan brachos ha'mazlan. He says the same idea, like by benching, she'ein roi levarach k'shu lovash pajama o beged yom, that you shouldn't bench when you are wearing pajamas or you're wearing a bathing suit. He doesn't mention if it's okay to put the robe over it or not. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Yud Beis, we said in the Mechaber, you should not stand up to daven with your head uncovered. Ubizmanenu tzarech lohasim be'esatvila kova berosho kederech shaholech baruchov. Nowadays, one has to wear a hat during davening like he walks in the street. So that's already a stira minei obey, like he walks in the street. But the Mishnah Berurah is passing over here that since we walk in the street with our hats, so you have to wear a hat for davening. Veloba kova hakoton shetachas hakova, and it's not talking about a yarmulke; it's talking about a hat on top of your yarmulke. Ki ein derech lamud kein lifnei anoshim chashuvim, because a person does not stand in front of an adam chashuv without a hat on. So you see, all the times have changed, but that's how the Mishnah Berurah is passing. The kol shekein shlafmitz, certainly with some kind of hat that you wear to sleep, aimless, fine, you shouldn't daven with that either. We'll see some very important halacha l'maisa notes about this in a moment. First, let's finish the Mishnah Berurah. Ein lehispalo bebatei shel kayim shel pishtun levad. You should not daven when you're wearing socks that are made out of flax alone. Degenayhu lamur kein lifnei gedolim. It's a disgrace to stand that way in front of gedolim. Mikol sheken kishelovshin sandal v'ha'ekev megula. Certainly, if you're wearing sandals that the heel is revealed, certainly you shouldn't be davening with those on. Crocs. Unless the back is flipped back, I guess then it's covering your heel. Gam ein lilbosh be'es ha'tfila bate yadayim shekorin hantashich. You also should not daven wearing gloves. And we'll see exactly what kind of gloves this is referring to in a moment in the notes. Kiderech ovrei drachim, like people who are going on the derech. V'korei ani aleihem, and I call upon those people who are davening wearing the gloves. Al tevo'ini regel gaiva v'yad reshoim al tini deni. So don't come to me with the feet of haughtiness, and the hands of Rishoyim should not be brought to me. Umechai Odom de Leel Mashma da Afilu Babatei Shogayim Shel Tzemer Levad Gam Kenei Nochum. From the Mechai Odom above, it's also Mashma that you shouldn't daven wearing socks made out of wool. V'akol Tolui Lefi Minagam Makomos. It's all dependent on the Minag in the Makom. V'haram Mitz Tikein Shelo Likones Besakneses B'minalayim Arukim. One should not go into shul with long shoes. V'hainu shtivil, which is magafayim, which is boots. One should not go into shul with boots. V'im derech hamokom lamur kevif negedolim mutter. But if you would go into your boots in front of a gadol, so then you could wear boots into shul as well. The last Mishnah Berurah, there's a lot of notes that we'll see in a moment. And we also said you should not go with revealed feet. You shouldn't go barefoot. Miu, however, sifkadon yud gimel, im ha-beged aruch shechofa es haraglaim, if you're wearing a long garment that covers your feet, or you live in a very warm climate, and they walk in front of gedolim also barefoot. So either if your garment is very long and it covers your legs and your feet, it's okay. Or if you live in a very warm climate, that's how they walk around with barefoot in front of big people. That also would be okay, even if your garment is not that long. There's one more mechaber that we'll read, and then we'll go to the back to see some notes. In the mechaber in Sevav, there's no Mishnah Berurah. Derech hachachomim v'talmideihem. It's the way of chachomim and their students. Shelo yispalu elo k'shem atufim. They don't daven unless they are wrapped. Says the Rama, ube'es zam yesh l'chabek hayadayim b'shas atvila ka'avda kame mori. And at the time of anger, a person should like hug himself with his hands during davening, like an eved in front of his master. Ube'ei shalom, in peaceful times, yesh lehiskashe, the begodin noyim lehispalo. A person should adorn himself with beautiful clothing while he is davening. Let's turn to the back to page 25, and we'll see some interesting notes on everything that we just mentioned about gloves and things like that. So if you look at note 15, Note 15 is going on that which the Mishnah Berurah said, that nowadays you need to wear a hat during davening like you walk in the street. So in Note 15, in the back of the Sefer, on page 25, he writes, V'gam kishemavarech birchas ha-mazon kosel v'kamon. Also, when a person is benching, the Mishnah Berurah brings later on, shenogu lichvosh kova b'rosho, the minhag is to wear a hat on your head. V're'ema shekasav nusham, we'll see it when we get there. Note number 16 is going on that same sentence, the way you normally walk in the street. So note number 16, he writes, V'im tzarech lilbosh chalifa. Does a person have to wear a jacket? The Mishnah Berurah only discussed wearing a hat. What about a suit or a jacket? So kosav akaf achayim bebir divrei ha-shulchan aruch lahalon shetzarech lilbosh. So you have to wear a hat as well as a jacket. V'mizdamin lebeis ha-knesses lelo kova v'chalifa. What happens to all of us? Someone forgets their hat or their jacket, and now he gets to shul, and he realizes he doesn't have his hat with him. So should he daven, or should he not daven without his hat and or jacket? So das hagonu shlomo zaman arbach, shim rogil aleches im kova v'chalifa. If he normally goes around with a hat and jacket, lo yispalo biladeyim, he should not daven without them. Elo im kein yafsid bekach tefila b'tzibur. Unless he's going to miss tefila b'tzibur, so he should go find one and not daven without it. Unless he's going to miss tefila b'tzibur, more important to catch tefila b'tzibur than to wear a hat and jacket, according to Shlomo Zalman. Meidach, on the other hand, das hagonu chayim kinyeski, shegam im yafsid tefila b'tzibur lo yispalo b'li kova v'chalifa. Chaim Kievsky says it's better to miss davening with a minion in order to have a hat and jacket. So it's more important to have a jacket than daven with a minion. The next point, which is very nogeya also for many people, ulispalokisha chalifa tluya al kesefav. If a person is, I guess they call it a little more yeshivish, and he doesn't put his arms in the sleeves of his jacket, it's just hanging over his shoulders. So hora chozen ish. The Chazon Ish says you can daven that way. Even if it's not hot, it's not the summer. That's considered wearing a jacket the way you would wear it in front of a chashuv, a person, and having your jacket, you know, over your shoulders would be okay. On the other hand, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says she'ein roy l'spalakach, it is not befitting to daven in such a way. Kevan she'einu medaber im anoshim chashuvim kishelovish b'ofen zeh. He says you would not talk to a big person with your jacket over your shoulders. You would put your arms in, and therefore, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, for davening you should also put your arms in. Note 17 is going on that which we said, that you should not daven with socks made out of pishtun, because it's a gnai to stand that way in front of gedolim. V'chein ein roi l'espal b'bigdei avoda. Also, a person shouldn't daven in his work clothes. Now, this is not talking about an accountant. This is talking about the guy who's fixing the drains and the heating things, and he comes all dirty. So he also shouldn't daven in his bigdei avoda. K'mosh mevor b'shulchan aruch l'kamon u'b'kaf achayim. V'tzva'i, a painter, the kadomer, or someone similar, shalom misbayish lotzei l'rechov b'bigdei avoda. He's not embarrassed to walk around in his painting clothing. That's how he walks around. That's his job. He walks around that way the whole day. So there, Rav Yosha says sheyochol b'shas hadchak l'spal l'kach. He is able b'shas hadchak to daven that way. If he's not able to change, and davening is now, so he is able to dress that way for davening. And here is something that's very nogeya, because now is Purim Katan. Ulehispal b'purim kishu lavosh b'tach poshes. To daven on Purim when someone is wearing a costume, so Ravozna writes, Sherashai l'espalakach, you can daven with a costume on. Ubitnai shia mechusa kalocha, as long as you follow what you looked at Sif Aleph, your whole body is covered properly. Ve'eino usa shum schok b'emtza atfila. Also, the fact that you can daven with a costume doesn't mean you can be making litzonos in real davening. As long as you're davening seriously, you can be wearing a costume and you could daven. And in note 18, this is a very important note. They're all important, but this is, I found very interesting, because the Mishnah Berurah says, also you shouldn't daven with gloves on. So what kind of gloves? Note 18 says what kind of gloves it's talking about. Sug ha-kafafo sha'asr kan, the types of gloves that are being asked here in the Mishnah Berurah, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach explains, she'medubor b'kfafo savoda. It's talking about work gloves. O b'kfafos shahayu nohagim lilbosh l'chashivus, or some kind of gloves they would wear for chashivus that made them look more chashiv. Aval kfafos shalovshin lohage b'pnei akur. But gloves that you're wearing because you just came from outside and it was 10 degrees below zero, einan b'chlal zeh, it's not included in the iser. V'chein kosov b'shalos neshuvas neta sorek sheyitochin shemuter lilovshin b'tfila. That it's logical that you should be allowed to wear gloves during davening. Kevan shenikar shehem lohogem b'pnei akor, since it's clear that you're doing it because you're cold. So if you come to the shul, you're still shivering, so you can still daven with your gloves on. This idea of not wearing gloves is, again, if you're you know, you're a plumber and you wear plumbing gloves, or you wear gloves because you're fancy and you wear fancy gloves just to be fancy, so you shouldn't wear that during davening, that wouldn't be appropriate. V'chein b'chorev k'shelovesh me'il. So too in the winter, if you're wearing a coat, or adof b'tzi'if, or you're wearing a scarf, das agon r'shom zamen orbach, shemuter l'hispal b'hem, you can daven in a coat or a scarf. So you see many times people coming into davening and they're just wearing a scarf, but if they're cold, so that would be okay to wear a scarf. That's only if they're cold. It could be if they're just wearing it stam, it may be inappropriate. But if you're wearing it because you're cold, it certainly is fine. Fine. And note number 19, he just writes, V'gam kishaholech b'garbayim b'lina alayim b'makomosh ein holchem kach lifnei adam gadol. If you're wearing just socks without shoes in a place where it's not the normal way to go in front of an adam gadol, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, she'ein lehispalel kach, you should not daven that way, except for obviously milvab yom kippur v'tishabav. Then you can daven that way. Fine. And bagos kerem shlomo kosav shehu adin b'nalei bayis, also slippers. The same idea. Depends. The way you would walk in front of an adam chashev, that's the way you should be dressed for davening. That's the bottom line. Something that you wouldn't wear if you go visit Ruchan Kanievsky, so you shouldn't be wearing when you're davening.
Does that mean the minhag ha'makomos of how they go in front of adam chashev? Or is that what the minhag ha'makomos is telling you? Like I'm saying, you go to many places in Eretz Yisrael, many cities in Eretz Yisrael, most people are not wearing socks, and they're not, you know, wearing sandals, you know, for sure in the summer, they're not wearing a hat, they're not wearing a jacket, you know, a lot of these things. Is that because they don't go in front of a kosher person? They, you know, I don't think they would.
So Shlomi is asking, what about people in Eretz Yisrael in certain places where they would go barefoot? If it's, what does it mean exactly? What is Tolyuf the Makom? So those people, that's how they daven, and that's how they would go in front of an Adam Gadol. I think those people who are wearing sandals the whole day,
and they Adam Gadol, a king.
All of the above. I think that people that live in places, let's say in Eretz Yisrael or other hot areas, and they walk around in sandals and they wear certain things that we wouldn't necessarily wear during davening, they daven that way, they walk around the whole day, and I think if they're going to a big person, and unless someone advises them that it's inappropriate, that they would go that way because that's how they dress. That's not, they don't think anything's wrong with that. If the, you know, if the chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael would come to their moshav and they're wearing sandals, I imagine they would go greet them in their sandals. They wouldn't go change shoes. They wear those are the Shabbos shoes. That's what they wear. That's what they wear, I imagine. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll start the next siman in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow night.